Matt McKenzie is a performer for the Citadel's performance of The First Métis Man of Odessa. It's on April 22nd to May 13th. Matt, first of all, tell us about the play. It's based on real events, is what I read.
That's right, yeah. I co-wrote the play and co-perform it with my wife, Maria Homotova. She's a Ukrainian actor, and tells our true love story of getting married during the pandemic, having our baby in Edmonton, and then the effects the war in Ukraine has had on our family here in Canada.
Now, you did mention it is your real-life wife that you are working with. Have you worked together before, and what's it like?
Well, we met in a workshop in Ukraine in 2018, but this is much different. It's been pretty great. I think, you know, I had one playwright friend tell me that this would be the end of our marriage, but it's actually surprisingly been good for our marriage and allowed us to really make lots of jokes and dig into things that have been going on that we may not have talked about otherwise. So it's been a really positive experience.
I always heard if you really want to test your marriage, you put together something from IKEA.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I actually almost had a line about that in the play. Because we were doing that, but with my mother-in-law in the room giving my wife advice in Russian. So that was like next level IKEA test.
You have your hand in all of this, you know, and you're also the artistic director of Punctuate Theater. Why did this play call to you? Why did writing it? And did you see it all kind of as a vision beforehand?
Well, we were writing our kind of rom-com love story, and then the invasion happened. And we didn't know if the two could be kind of worked together, but it's worked out all right, just to show how when these things happen to normal people like us, we're excited to talk about our son, who's Métis and Ukrainian, and he's going to grow up and find out about this crazy story of how his parents came together and how his mom's country got invaded after he was born. So it's sort of a time capsule for him, too, to tell him what was going on when he was just a toddler.
I noticed, so when you're talking about it romantically, and so it's almost as if there's good coming out of all of these things that happened that weren't so good. What are you hoping the audience takes away after they go and they see this?
Well, I think a lot of people leave with a lot of hope and a lot of joy. We really try to center our family and our son and not make it some depressing war drama, because that's not what we wanted to see ourselves. And so people have been staying after the shows here where we've done the show in Kamloops in Toronto and just been really energized and wanted to continue to chat about their experiences or their experiencing the show. I fell in love with Ukraine when I fell in love with Maria. And she's very much fallen in love with Canada and learned all that it means for her son to be Métis and is still learning. But that's very exciting for us to learn about each other's cultures.
And you mentioned that you'd done it in Kamloops. You're doing it here at the Citadel. Are you traveling to some other cities to perform it as well, or are you working on your next thing already?
Oh, yeah. No, we're touring it all around the country this year. We're going to be in Vancouver after Edmonton, and then in October we'll be in Saskatoon. And in Winnipeg, we'll be there in November. So lots of cities, six cities, I think.
Wow, how exciting. Well, April 22nd to May 13th, the link for more information will be up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Matt, thanks so much for spending time with me.
Thank you, Shannon.